Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Kristen, and Neil, good morning and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Good morning. Same to you.
Oh, boy. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate that. Today on our show, we are talking about evaluating the function of the third eye, which obviously, Neil, is going to be a step to helping further develop psychic ability, because if we know where we stand, then we know what to improve on. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. And of course, we're going to be taking your calls for readings on the air. We see several of you in the queue. And if you're a new caller, we get to your calls about 15 to 20 minutes after the show begins. So bear with us. We will be getting to your calls. You may join us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on our Blog Talk Radio page, so you can receive updates on our show and invitations that we do send out. Neil's direct number 562-596-7818. And let's get started, Neil.
Yes, third eye.
Evaluating. Well, it seems like a lot of people should evaluate the third eye function, because there are a lot of people, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but there are a lot of people giving readings and, you know, probably could work on better developing the third eye. I know that, you know, also third eye development depends on the balance of other chakras as well, and the function of other chakras. So, I mean, it's kind of complicated. It's not just a direct path to the third eye.
Well, somewhat. Of course, you have to know what chakras are if you're going to be moving into the area of chakras in connection to the third eye. The reason is because the third eye is located in your sixth chakra, which is in your brow, which is really considered the eye of your soul. So when you're dealing with the third eye and activating it, the first thing you want to think of is being grounded. So that means that you have to be grounded in your first chakra. That's rather important. We can experience phenomena through the third eye
without being grounded.
Yeah, we can. That can happen quite often. Most commonly, it's in dreams and things like that, and when we have just vague psychic feelings or deja vu, or we think we see something in the corner of our eye or something like that. But to direct it, to train it, to activate it in such a way that it becomes articulate and is indeed a organized language, so to speak, then you have to assume stability in your first chakra, which is about grounding the energy. First of all, grounding the energy to the earth, grounding yourself to the earth, recognizing that you're alive, that you're on the planet, that you occupy space, that you are moving through time. All of these are on the physical first chakra planes. That if you are advanced enough to understand the concept of past lives, that this isn't the first time you've walked upon the earth, that you have gathered other journeys in your soul's history that is part of the process of activating the third eye. And whether you know what those journeys are, or whether you don't, it doesn't. Well, it matters, but it's not crucial. You don't have to understand all the journeys that you've gone through. Just like you don't have to remember every day of your life. You're still who you are, regardless of whether you remember what you've been doing every day of your life. And you still are who you are, regardless of whether you remember your past lives. It just helps. It helps to understand your walks and what you've done and your karma that you've gathered, whatever transcendent points you have. All of this rocks higher and higher and higher towards the sixth chakra. For that matter, the sixth chakra, you can overjump the other chakras to get to the sixth chakra, to activate the third eye, but if you decide to do it systematically and you're trying to activate your third eye, you can also go through the element of your second chakra, which would be your relationships on the planet, starting with your family life, relationships you've had with friends, lovers, husbands, wives, children, all that kind of thing, mentors, teachers. In the third chakra, to activate your third eye, you'd have to more or less look at yourself as a self, in a sense of self-creation, some form of crude creation, what you've done creatively. You can also look at your appetite, if you're a meat eater, a vegetable eater, a plant eater, how well you process energy in life, how well you're able to make transitions. That's your third chakra, and that helps to, as you move through your world and graduate to each higher chakra, you are enhancing the performance level of your sixth chakra. So then you move to the higher elements, right? The heart, your balance, your love, your emotional connections to the planet and to other people. Are you cold-hearted? Are you open-hearted? Then you move upward to the fifth, your communication skills, finally to the sixth, where the third eye has been awaiting your journey. So the third eye is, in the form of the third eye awakening, which can be done through the breath. I mean, you can skip everything I've told you and move right to the breath and activate the third eye, and you might be able to see.
Produce visions.
You might, yeah. I train a lot of people and work with a lot of people, and regardless of whether they're advanced or not, their third eye.
You're able to open. And I mean, that's obviously because you're assisting them in the process. I mean, they may have a more difficult time if they were on their own doing that type of exercise. I mean, you're definitely putting out energy for them to activate. But as far as evaluating where the third eye is at, I mean, really, how do we be objective about the
Well, the pineal gland.
The place that our third eye is there.
The pineal gland is rather conceived as the energy of the third eye. That's fine, but I take it as the eye of the soul, and the soul is basically lodged in the soul takes hibernation in the energy of the brain. The consciousness of the brain is where our soul is really existing. It's not the brain, but it's in the bedding of the brain. It's in the interior of the brain. Our soul is merging there, and it converses with our consciousness, our conscience, our sense of right and wrong, our sense of doing higher work. And so it's kind of located there. And if you want to try to visualize where it is on the surface of the planet of your body, it would be about in the middle of your forehead or a little bit lower. But that's basically where it is. And that, I mean, people say, well, why open it? Well, one, for entertainment. You go into a visual display of colors and auras and energies. You can see spirits and guides from other planets and worlds and dimensions, including the heavenly spheres. If you want, you can go and visit demons if that's your desire. You're going to encounter darker energies, whether you like it or not, when you open your third eye, because they're there. It's like saying, I don't want to go outside and walk past somebody that is a dark energy. Well, good luck. You're going to see those things. I've always encountered all kinds of forms when I look through my third eye. You can't help it. They're there. They populate the astral realm. Now, the third eye, why else is a third eye? Because the third eye will lead you into your past lives. And the third eye will lead you into your future. The third eye will lead you into your journeys between lifetimes. So that's another reason why you want to activate the third eye, because it is a vehicle of transport that will take you into all different kinds of areas. Now, how do we do that? Well, breath is the key.
That will help us evaluate how well our third eye is functioning, because a lot of people will see visions, Neil, and the interpretation is not exactly on point. So the interpretation of the visions leads to inaccurate psychic information or prediction. So we have to not only have an active third eye, but we have to have the interpretive skills that go along with it. So that's part of the function of the third eye, the narrative that goes along with it.
The narrative that goes along with it. I mean, 10 people can see somebody running down the street.
And then she say, yeah, exactly.
Running from a bank robbery. Is there running to catch a light or a bus? Is he running because he's jogging? I mean, we all can see the same things, but the interpretation is what's important. This recent shooting by Van Dyke, the officer who shot the black individual, African-American individual.
It was like a year ago, though, wasn't it? And they just released the tapes.
Now, they're saying, did he feel threatened? You know, but that's a very purely subjective level as to whether he felt threatened or not when he fired 16 shots into a figure lying on the ground. And they're going to analyze the footage, and they're going to decide whether he was advancing towards the officer or retreating from the officer. He was waving a knife, apparently. So there's all this ambiguous information that's being brought about, aside from the fact that a crime had been committed. A human being had died at the hands of a police officer who decided in his stance to protect himself and kill this individual. So, but the point is, we're not here to decide that. We're not debating that. That's other shows. We're here to decide the elevation and the evaluation as to what one sees in the third world when they're looking at it.
The third world.
The third world.
Ethiopia.
The third world.
Indonesia.
Got it. The third eye. I find that there's often a miscalculation when people look at through the third eye and they see something. They try to become subjective. They become subjective in their interpretation, but oftentimes I'll see very ominous looking energies in the astral realm and realize that they're not dangerous at all. And even higher energies appear as light, but they're not essentially of a higher order. They can be a dark energy. So you can't always go by the appearance of an energy. But the third eye is a wonderful unit to work with just because we occupy it and we can't help but get closer to our soul and get closer to the deeper elements of existence by activating that third eye. I mean, when I was a kid, I used to do it for fun as an astral projecting, just so I could leave my body and kind of go out and play. But until I became more responsible with my third eye and realized that its function was for a higher purpose,
not just your own entertainment.
But there's a lot of information on it. You've had your third eye opened even in the last few years, and you've experienced, I know, phenomena and energy forms in through that veil, right?
Yeah.
It's
a progression. It's a progression. I mean, it certainly increased, and my psychic accuracy has increased, but there's still a lot of room to grow. It's a lifelong process, and I'm sure for you too, Neil.
A lifelong process is an eternal process of timeless.
Of course, timeless process. But you know, while we're on the planet, is what I'm just stating. I mean, the third eye does travel with us through our lifetimes. of course.
It does. And to diffuse it, to criticize it, is really to criticize the energy of the soul, the spirit, the afterlife.
Right, because there's so much confusion, you know, when you get into religious circles about whether the use of the third eye is moral or not. And so there's been a real division between the third eye and...
Well, there's biblical references to sorcerers and...
There are, but...
...the occult and things like that, which is... But if you could take anything out of the Bible and use it to your own benefit, but there are also contradictions in that book about how the third eye, how the energy field of seeing into the other realms, how we deal with spirit and guides. I mean, as soon as we talk to an angel, we're dealing with sorcery, so
right,
to speak. We're dealing with heavenly bodies, spiritual bodies, celestial bodies. So to me, it's got to be taken to the level that in those days people were dealing with the antithesis of God and energy. They were dealing with lower elements, lower gods.
Right, but the prophets were dealing with higher elements. But there's been some. I think probably the development of the third eye has been suppressed as we've moved through time because of the power that it would give certain individuals.
Right.
So.
I mean, Jacob's Ladder, Ezekiel, John, were they demon worshipers because they utilized the third eye and they had visions?
Jesus
and
himself.
Even Jesus did magical things with dirt that he spit on and people saw after he plied it on their forehead. To me, it's a wonderful world. If you're in the right space and you're using it in the right way, it's a tool. And more than that, it's an element of existence that we all own and possess. We just have to use it right.
So I think what we'll do, Neil, is continue on Monday, because we can still talk, I think, a lot about this subject. I mean, we can talk on any subject, but we do have a short amount of time. So let's take some callers, shall we?
Okay.
All righty. So 608 is first, then we have a private caller, 305, and then 951 is our current lineup. 608, thanks for waiting. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jill. I had called on Monday, and then we dropped, and he talked to me at the end, so I'm calling back.
Okay. We brought you back on. Now, it was regarding, there was something about the dog, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what was your question today, Jill?
He didn't have time, but he said there was something with my energy shifting and that I would become more brighter and something bright was going to come in for me.
Okay.
And I could call back and ask.
Okay.
What was the birth date again?
Her birth date is 12/17/60.
And this was the dog that's older.
You weren't necessarily predicting a death of her dog, but you were asking about whether she was going to bury or cremate the dog and keep ashes. She said ashes.
And her energy getting brighter. You know, Joe, for energy sometimes to shift brighter, we have to activate that energy. It doesn't always just come because we're going to sit down and wait for it. We have to activate and get into the depths and attitude of our soul. And then from there, the light shines. Very rarely does the light shine from the body without that in mind. I mean, you can get your face lifted. You can do a facial. You can put a cream on your face and your skin will might glow. But I'm talking about glow from within that is very deep. Now, to me, there seems to be a little bit of a blockage, if you will, that once removed, it might establish this glow between your fifth and sixth chakra. So have you had any in your lifetime? Have you had, for instance, any problems in your throat area, your thyroid? Do you have migraines? Anything in that area of your body, first of all?
I would say probably my throat chakra is shut down because I was, I feel very abused by my family and I wasn't allowed to say anything.
Oh yeah, that would do it. Yeah.
Yes, I'm still not, according to my sisters.
That will do it, Jill. The trauma of shutting down a chakra due to emotional abuse or verbal abuse, psychological abuse can be tremendous because there's not any apparent damage to the body. I mean, you can't go in and say, I've been abused, you know, my parents have hurt my soul. I mean, there can be emotional abuse, but, you know, they're not hitting you or striking you or strangling you. But Joe, the idea that there can be a psychic attack upon the body now suggests the idea of how do you release yourself from that? Well, some people go to psychology, counseling, healing like that. Some people do energy work, they release, they do all kinds of things. That's something, Jill, that's probably still the residual energy of those experiences, in spite of your age currently, is somewhat keeping the light from shining outwardly as bright as it can be, where you will have an enhancement of experiences. So there still seems to be something in there that I would encourage you to examine and extract yourself from.
Okay.
And I hope that answers your question. I mean, that's the beginning process, Jill, when you were calling back to try to understand how you can be brighter. That's where it seems to be coming. You might have had some therapy in the past. I perceive that you have, but not enough. Not effective enough.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. Okay, for further conversation. All right, we have a private caller. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you? Who's this?
This is Gigi, and
Gigi,
my birthday. Hi, 7/17/1958.
And you're a 38/11 too, if I remember correctly. How are you? What's new?
Good. Well, you know, it's been a year of lots of activity, lots of transitions and changes. And so I guess what my question is at this point, as we near the end of 2015, what can you give me some insight about relationships going forward? You know, what's in store for me? It's all about relationships for me.
Well,
all about relationships. You're not in that.
Meaning, but not necessarily romantic. It's just, you know, for me, relationships, just one-on-one, whether it be partnerships, whether it be romance, whether it be work situations, career. You know, there's a lot of activity and always has been around that.
Okay.
Well, Gigi, you know what's interesting is that when you put your year under the current year, 2015, and you subtract 58 from that, which is the year you were born, the last numbers are 5 and 8. You know, I'm using subtraction formation. And the last numbers, 2015 and 1958, the last numbers in those columns are 5 and 8, which is the year you were born. Now, that's significant. And you're 57
years old,
which is one number shy of the year you were born, just looking at numerical
right.
Now,
and next year I'll be 58.
What's that?
And next year I'll be 58, so that I'm particularly interested in next year.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's going to be changes in your house. Now.
Okay, that's good.
The changes in the house, Gigi, can go from one, a literal change in your home, like moving, a location change, or it could be somebody added to your household, somebody new in your household that your household is receiving. They don't have to reside there, but they're a new occupant, like a new person, a relationship that's there now, occupying your space and time in your home.
Right.
There's going to be changes going on in there. So you are going to be having some huge home, if you will, changes. Are you planning within a short time or a relatively short time to move, or do you?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Oh, now I can, yeah.
Okay.
Well, as far as the move, I have the desire to move to a bigger and better place, you know, something perhaps my own or just sharing with a like-minded person where it's more than just one room. So I would love that to happen sooner rather than later, but I don't have the architect plans to do so right now.
Well, Gigi, suffice to say that I'm picking up a move, and you didn't say, no, I'm not planning it. I'm here. I own this home. You didn't say anything like that. What you're saying is I desire to want to move. I don't have the means to do it right now, but it's something that I'd like to do. So you and I are on common ground. Now, what I'm seeing is more or less a concrete move. So we may be able to see in 2016 you actually moving. So that's one thing to think about. Now, that may be because of a relationship or something that comes in by way of a relationship that might enhance that possibility, or it may be that you have a relationship whereby this person is occupying your space more, and then from that comes the dialogue that maybe you need a bigger space and the person's willing to accompany you and assist you in that journey. So that's what I'm seeing coming up most immediately.
Okay. So relationships you feel might be included with that.
So
yeah, relationship.
Are you not in the same relationship that you've been in over the past couple of years, Gigi?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so that's good. So things are opening up probably, and it's 58. You're 58 in July, so keep us posted.
Yeah, you know, we might be able to see something around January, February, where what my words might be start to activate around then.
Yeah, that's right in alignment with what I have been feeling myself.
Good.
Okay, thank you, Gigi, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to both of you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And Gigi, you know, has spoken in the past about wanting to have her own home and get out of the situation. So hopefully this year is going to be it for her.
I didn't.
No, of course you didn't. Right? I know you didn't remember.
Yeah. I try to forget
you
everything.
You do.
Sometimes
he doesn't remember me. In fact, that is true. That's a fact. Don't go with Neil to a grocery store because he'll think everybody is.
I kind of
approaches strangers, thinks they're me. It doesn't matter if they're 30 years older, 50 pounds heavier, 20 pounds lighter.
I've often heard people say about me, my friends and people who observe me would say, you act like you're not from this planet. You walk
like
around
you got
like
dropped
you don't
in.
Know what you don't know where you're at. And oftentimes it's true. I forget where I'm at. I look around, I really can't tell where I'm at, what world I'm in. The third eye will do that to you. You become almost
lost.
Alcoholic in the third eye.
Maybe you shouldn't develop it, people.
Yeah,
stay in the physical realm. Okay. So I'm gonna call out the order again. 305 and then 951, then we have 701 and 858. So everybody's going to get a reading, but that is the current order. And 701 and 858 don't have one pressed. So if you'd like to speak with us, do press one or I won't bring you on. 305. Good morning, Deanna. Hello?
Seems like you cannot hear me unless I'm on loudspeaker, so I'm going to have to leave it on.
Hi. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Before
I do say, you know, my question, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you for your service during this year. It's appreciated.
Thank you so much.
About my question, Neil, is there any insight that you can shine upon my life at this point, regardless of the aspect?
Well, you know, you've had some difficult issues to face, but since I've encountered you, Dion, and I do remember you,
It's one.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, well, if you hit me on the head hard enough and keep talking to me, I'll remember who you are.
I won't hit you on the head, but I'm in Florida.
Yeah.
No, he knows who you are. He's just being facetious.
I know exactly who you are, Deanna. Like I said, there's been some difficult places you've been in currently. I mean, you have a life of conflicts. You also have a life of some notoriety due to your profession. I kind of feel that your experiences on this planet are going to improve in 2016. I don't know by how much, but I'd rather have a slight improvement than a slight failure of faculties. So there's something going on, I think, that is going to enhance your life. There may be a little bit more security in your home. There might be obviously some financial benefit. But I think that as we progress into 2016, my vibe on you is positive, very slight, not dramatic, but positive growth. So that's what I'm perceiving, Deanna. I don't know. It feels like there's a new addition to your life, a new person you're involved with. That seems to be coming in. And there's just a better sense of waking up and feeling like I'm not as worried about how to survive today as I was last year. So that's the kind of briefing that I'm getting as we speak. How we get there, I don't know yet. But if I jump forward in this brief reading and try to see where your head's going to be at in the next 6 months, it seems to be somewhat status quo, but better than where we are. So there's some kind of improvement coming up.
Directly, I did work a day a couple of weeks ago, and I was wondering if there will be work this year for me.
She's asking, it's hard to hear you, Deanna. It's really hard to hear. So I'm translating for Neil because his hearing's worse than mine. She's asking if there's going to be work in the coming year. I mean, but that is involved in, I think, the general statement that she's going to have.
Not in the coming year, actually of the year, because need to get to next year. Yeah.
I see. I apologize.
I don't know, Deanna. I mean, I was looking beyond
further.
2015. This coming year, by the grace of God, it's nothing that I see. I don't see it, but that doesn't mean that we can't strive towards it and put out prayer and angelic intervention, things like this, that might help you a little bit. I know you had one job you were interested in, but you didn't particularly like the woman supervisor. And so that became a little bit problematic. I'd rather see you be happy in an environment than unhappy because of somebody you have to work with. But I can't promise anything for this year, Deanna, but certainly that doesn't mean it won't happen. My vision was more in tune with the 2016 than 2015. And but, you know, with a little bit of hope and prayer, perhaps. Yeah, you might have to make some adjustments if you want something this year, though.
Thank you so much, Neil, and thank you, Kristen. Have a blessed day tomorrow.
Okay.
You too, Deanna. Thank you. All right, 562-596-7818-951. And we have Nathaniel. Nathaniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing okay, Nathaniel. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Getting ready for the holiday and cleaning up the place a lot more. And I found a new place to live over here on, 631 and a half Nancy over here in Barstow. So,
you're giving out your potential address to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I don't care. I mean, there's probably a million people listening. But,
so that's the potential address?
Yeah.
So it's an apartment, huh?
Well, it's actually a half house. It's actually a half a house or something. They said it was, you know, something that...
Yeah, the one half. So you're occupying... Well, good. Good for you. I'm glad you were able to find that. We were working, Nathaniel, on some improvements being made, and you did not like your location before. You said it was not that safe.
He's not getting out of Barstow, but at least it's a...
Yeah,
move.
You know, I think it's going to be a two-move deal, maybe another move a few months down the road, but I'll be more in town because it's about 5 miles away from, like, gas or anywhere to get, you know, food or, you know, anything. It seems like it's about 3 or 4 miles up to that way, and then it goes into our Barstow where it's, you know, 6 miles or so. But it's
so
about
You're really out there in a rural area, but you have a vehicle.
Yeah, you know,
your vehicle would be more
worse.
Secure here.
Yeah, you know, without having a vehicle, you know, I'm lucky that there's buses that run here, you know, and I'm ready to buy my third month bus pass. So I don't know if you see me getting a car. I'm looking to maybe get a car. I'm seeing this truck I saw on the bus route for sale in front of an automotive place, automotive body possibly place, or some kind of automotive possibly. And I called the guy, he was a Spanish gentleman, and he was selling it for $2,800, and it was a 1997 truck, and I think he was kind of shining it up. He wanted to get $2,800 for it, so I didn't know what to think.
Well, you know, the only thing, Nathaniel, is I made a mistake. I thought you had a vehicle, so I'm seeing you with a vehicle.
That's good.
So you're going to be getting a car. But I tell you, when you purchase that car, have it checked out by a mechanic. Pay $200 to have them check it over. Because you know what anyone can tell you anything about their great vehicle, but it's a used car and it's got a history, and you want to make sure you've checked it out before you put any larger investment into it. So you want to do that. But I do see you with the car coming up. You're going to be getting a vehicle.
All right.
Huh.
That's something
to
be thankful for.
Do you think I'll be doing that on my own, or somebody's going to come in and help me get that? Or
I don't know yet.
Okay.
You know, let's just let the universe work through the channels.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how it falls into your possession, but I see you with the car right now. That how it comes to you is a whole different motion that I don't have time for.
Okay,
Nathaniel. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay, so we've got three callers left, Neil, 701-858 and 503. So these are about 5 minutes apiece. Hi there, 701.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Keith McCaslin.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi, Keith. Hi. And you're 52260 what? No, 58, right?
Yeah. You're just good with numbers as Neil is. My God.
Well,
that's amazing.
I hope so. We're writing a book.
Right. I think we have a damn good memory. Geez, I got one question.
You just had surgery, right?
Well, it got postponed until next Friday.
No.
Yeah, careful. I have the intravenous mark on my arm and the you know, ID band and all that. Yeah, I know it was. So I'm doing my best to flow with that. I have several things on the plate, but I'm trying to figure out which one to ask because it's a one question deal for now. You know, I'm looking at starting my own business next year. And going the entrepreneurial route, which I have before, about 15 years ago. But I'm wondering whether, you know, this thing about relationships and meeting this fellow next spring, I believe it is, the winds, wares, and hows and all that as far as Kentucky goes. I don't know anyone in Kentucky now. I have no contacts there. And, you know, just going and shooting an arrow with blinders on, and just going out there is not that appealing to me. So maybe the angelic intervention is in order in light of connecting with this soulmate type person.
Yeah, I would say so. That might be a good assessment, Keith. When we have a soulmate connection forthcoming, a lot of times we don't have to do anything but just make sure we're functioning and working as best we can on the human level.
Okay.
In all ways of thinking. So you don't really have to gauge where you need to be or what you need to be doing so much as what are your actions currently on the planet, you know, being responsible and working and just
right.
doing what you should be doing as an able-bodied citizen. So that's important. The intervention of finding this connection through angelic means and channels, I feel is going to be part of your journey. So I do think souls are helping you to unite with a soul that you've even known before. Now, that soul may currently be going through other agendas that it's got to take care of, that he's got to take care of to in order to find that passage to your presence. So some of it's contingent on the other human being's journey as well. But
right.
if we get it all straight, you know, we could see a window between, you know, up till May of next year, somewhere along the passage of this time zone, where you'll encounter this person if all goes well, meaning that May would be the last month to consider, but the months before May could be possibilities as well, depending on that contingency factor. And yeah, Keith, that's what I think is in store for you. You do fall into a very nice, loving relationship. It feels really like home. So you'll have that. And, you know, now that you're turning, what, 58, you're going to be 58?
Yeah, that was extremely loud on me then.
Huh? What was that, Keith?
Oh, that ring was extremely loud. It was just
Sorry
about
that.
Sorry.
You know, it's interesting because Gigi, same
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both
yes,
born
in right, 1958, yep.
No, not Gigi. Gigi.
Yeah.
So, Keith, the 58 is going to be a good year for you.
That's amazing, man. I mean, it's just, you know, basically, I mean, in a way you're saying you just have to show up and do what you need to do, you know, and I'm putting in some be yourself, and you didn't say that part, but that's what I'm going to do is be myself, and I'm not saying that you're not saying that, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds just like, you know, you just need to show up for life and do your thing, you know, and that will unfold. I just want to say this really quickly, that normally the whole thing around soulmate and stuff, it's like the past life thing. I don't mention it a lot to other people, not because of being embarrassed or ashamed of it. It's just so overused, like the whole thing. I'm looking for my soulmate. I would love to have a mate of the soul connection. And what's interesting is in the last few months, I have met several souls that we definitely are from the same sacred soul group of the light. As far as just, you know, like platonic friendships, and I really don't care what color, background and all of that, what they are per se, you know, like decent human beings. But I'm saying they've shown up in a variety of colors and creeds, if you will, but it's clear that we are cut from the same type of cloth. That's very encouraging to me to meet others that are from the same, if you will, soul tribe.
And to me,
that's a sign that things are heading that way, like into next spring. I've been astounded by it. It's like, what planet did you drop off from? Where did you come from? Oh, the same place I did, or very similar, you know? It's just astounding to me, the compatibility that we have as friends, as platonic friends, and our connections. It's like we're mirroring back to each other. So I know that a connection of the soul with a mate is possible, and I mean, I've been single by choice for 22 years, man, 22, and that's an interesting because I was born on a 22, and twos and fives run throughout my chart,
yeah.
And I'm ready for a hopefully forever after connection from here on out, you know. So.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
And the 22 significant. He's as good as numbers at numbers as you are.
Yeah.
Everybody's learning here.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you all for your time. I know this is a recap of previous stuff, but it is interesting to me, and I am part Gemini, you know. So it's like, how do I figure all this out and the logistics of it? But thank you. I won't take up time. It's almost 12 minutes.
Okay. Thank you, Nathaniel. It's called Nathaniel. Thank you, Keith, and
you.
Good luck with your surgery, and have a happy holiday.
I was going to say the same to y'all. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Alrighty. Let's bring on 858, and then we have 503. Just enough time for the last two callers. Good morning, afternoon, or evening. Who's this? 858.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Hi, this is Donna.
Donna?
Shauna.
And your birthday?
S-H-A-N-A.
Oh, Shauna.
That's my name. Yeah, thanks.
Did it come through as Donna to you, too?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Okay. And your birth date and location, please.
It's 4/18/70.
Okay.
San Diego.
Oh, okay. San Diego. It's close to us. 5/8/9/13. What's your question?
Well, I have a few. I didn't really think I was going to make it through, but my husband and I have been a little lost. We are kind of, I guess, in a transition, trying to figure out what we want to do with our lives, and at the moment, we're kind of just hanging out until our kitty passes away so we can travel and try and figure out what we want to do with our future, and I was
okay.
just wondering if you guys had any heads up. Or if you can give me any advice.
Can we get his birth date real fast?
His birthday?
Mm-hmm.
It's June 16, 1977.
And who is he to?
Husband.
Oh, husband.
And your cat's birthday? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he's like 18, so.
No, I'm just teasing. 7/13. I'm having a problem with addition right now. 13. 23 and 14. He's a 37/10/1. Is that
yeah.
right? All right. And she's a 38/3.
Yeah.
All right. So there are four together. Interesting. That's her month.
And you're waiting for your cat to cross over so that your cat doesn't have a hard time traveling or moving.
Poor, that's hard.
Yeah. He's been awesome. I just love him. We did leave him for like 6 months to go travel and, didn't think he was going to live when we came back, and he bounced back, and I couldn't do that to him again. So
yeah, good idea not to do that.
Yeah,
again.
You've had this cat in your family. It's like your baby, and you
yeah.
Traumatizing your cat now as it enters the motion of transferring its body to the soul world, the spirit world, it's considerate of you to wait. From there, it's funny because what I'm getting, Shauna, is the vibration has something to do with your husband's change of job or something about the restructuring of his job. That's where I'm going on the first crewed plane. I don't know, it might take more analysis than that to get into the depths of it. And I want to ask you something else about your husband. Has he ever, in his life, to your knowledge, had any leg injury, a broken leg, or maybe a broken arm? Was ever on crutches? Anything that you would know about?
I don't believe he's broken anything, but his ankle has been dislocated a few times.
Well, that's, yeah.
His ankle was dislocated. When did that happen? Was
yeah.
he on crutches?
Yeah, he was on crutches.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm getting right now, Shauna, in this kind of first page reading is a restructuring of his job. And so something's going to happen with his occupation that transfers. He's 7 years younger than you. Something's going to happen in the transference of his job situation that will reveal a change in location. What kind of Who around you did you know that has talent as an electrician, or at least home talent, if nothing professional?
Well, our roommate actually had went from a massage therapist to electrician, but he didn't like it, so he's moved on. That's the only person I can think of.
But for me, that's my source of validation, okay?
Yeah, and my husband was an accountant, but after our traveling, he's decided that he does not want to sit behind a desk anymore. And at the moment, trying to figure out his life, what he wants to do. He did take a sustainable farming course and is trying to figure out if that's what he wants to do because he enjoys it.
Well, okay, so I think we're on a pretty good page. I got the electrician who was your roommate. Your husband is thinking about a change in job. So all of this alludes to the idea that once your kitty goes, there's going to be some changes made.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now the level of direction is to watch what your husband decides to do. And that may not be a bad position what he's going into, but that's going to be a gauge for the direction you'll be taking and where you'll be moving.
Okay.
Yeah. What,
all right,
there something you going to say?
No. Is there like a timing of when he might figure it out?
Well, you know, when we're getting into that zone, we're getting also into the contingency of your cat moving, crossing over. And I don't want to use the radio show as a platform to discuss your cat's crossing over. I don't want to do that. But it's going to be contingent on that.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean. Yeah. We thank you for calling.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Shauna can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. She can also join us on Facebook and Twitter. And there are two Facebook accounts, the Facebook, our page, our friend page, and then Neil Baker Psychic, whereby she can give us a like there. All right. 503 is our last caller. Neil, we've got 4 minutes. Hi there.
Hi, Neil and Kristen. Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi. My question is about a former boyfriend that has contacted me a couple times in the last few weeks, and it was several months without any communication. And I'm wondering if you can sense into his intentions, if he's wanting forgiveness or friendship or more.
Yeah. Okay, and Barb, what's your birth date and his birth date, actually? It would be nice to...
Mine is 6/24/69.
Okay.
And his is 1/29/55.
11, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's a 32.5, but he's got that 29 and an 11 year.
Mm-hmm.
She's 37/10/1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, Barb, the attitude of this goes to a symbolic stage. And what I get around this boyfriend, I don't know why, it could be past life, but there's a lot of military stuff. Is there any military attitude around him, or guns, or military, his family, anything like that, first of all?
I don't think so. I don't
know
that.
You don't know?
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. How about you with the military? Anybody in your family? I mean, most of our fathers were in the military, but is there anything regarding military in your life?
No.
No? I don't know yet. There's something, Barb, there's something... There's something symbolic going on with this guy and military, okay?
I
don't know what it means yet, but I've been doing this so many years that I just, even when I'm wrong, there's something in, when it seems like I'm wrong, there's something in there that's going on, and I don't know what it is yet. So So if I had time, I would investigate the military. There's something, I mean, I would, not you. You don't have to. But I would go into some kind of military stance with him. It could be that, let's just say, for instance, you knew him in a past life and there was a military atmosphere between the two of you. Do you know anybody in your family ever had a gun? Any guns in your history of your life?
Sure. Yes.
Oh, well, I don't have a. Who had a gun? Your family? Your father?
Yeah, my parents. My parents had guns. They were into the guns. I wasn't.
They were. Yes. Well, this guy comes from a past life family zone, and you know what I get? You know what's really weird when I'm because I tell you what I'm getting. When you knew him, it was in the Civil War.
Okay.
This is where you met. Met the guy in the Civil War, and it almost feels like he was a Confederate. He worked up. He was in the South somewhere, and he was coming back to you. It almost sounds like Cold Mountain. He was coming back to you, and he was killed.
Okay.
And this guy, his soul now, that soul that was connected to your soul in that time zone, you're all back. And there's something to do with him having problems communicating with you, even though there is a means through which he's attempting. So something's blocking him from actually fulfilling his relationship with you, but there's something sincere about his attempt to get to you. So there's something along that line. Did you ever know anyone who ever was incarcerated? Anyone ever go to jail? Anyone around you? Anyone, acquaintance, anybody?
No.
Do you know if he has known anyone?
I don't know that.
Does he have is he a guy that would have a motorcycle or a boat or anything like that?
No.
No. Well, don't worry about these darker shadows that I'm walking through. By the time I go deeper into where the shadows are and what I'm feeling there. But
you can give her a couple more minutes.
But there is something in there. How long have you known him?
Since last May.
Since last May.
But the connection, the connection was such that it did feel past life. It was pretty quick to connect and recognition kind of in an unusually quick.
Well, Barb, did he have any history? And does he like cars? Was he ever in a car accident? Anything that you could offer me in terms of accident things with him?
No, I'm not very helpful.
That's okay. That's okay. There's no panic zone, so you don't know.
Okay.
I might be crossing from one world to another with him, and maybe he would have the answers. I guess to say to you, is he making an attempt to get back to you?
Yes, he's contacted me a couple of times in the last few weeks, and it's been just text. And so I'm just wondering, is if this is going anywhere, if he's just looking for his own sort of resolution?
Well, I think it is going somewhere, but the problem, that's not the problem. It's going somewhere. He's trying to get back to you. So that I'm perceiving. The problem is what level of maturity he's at, what he's ready to do. Because I think the universe is compelling him to get back to you for a good, sincere reason. But now we have to factor in his level of maturity and what he really is ready to do. So I think his attempt to get back to you is real and sound. There seems to be a past life, a journey in there. But what he's going to do with that, how he's going to follow through, is determined by his level of maturity and, of course, your own level of what you're willing to accept or not accept in your energy. I do see, Barb, around you suddenly a lot of wardrobe changes. Are you planning to get new clothes? Is anything about clothes with you?
Well, I like clothes, so yeah, I do. Yes,
Well, that's
I don't have
you
a reason to get
naked.
Naked.
You know, most people like clothes, and those who don't,
yeah. They get arrested.
Or they live in a new clothes. But, okay, so yeah. Great psychic moment. You like clothes. And it's to you that I'm really good at what I do.
Gosh.
No, there's going to be something, I don't know, you're going to get some new clothes. I don't know.
Okay.
Stay tuned. You'll see it. You don't have to run out and get it yourself. Something's going to come in with new clothes. Now, how to connect that to him, I don't know yet. I'm working on it, but I don't have a lot of time here. But it's just, you know, a curious element, but I still feel it's got some kind of psychic vibration.
And you know what, Barb, if you can find out perhaps in your communication with this gentleman, answers to the questions that Neil was asking, you know, in a subtle way, and get back to us, that might help to redirect the conversation.
Great.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're done for the day, Neil. We're back on Monday, November 30th. Thanks, everybody, for your participation. Bye-bye.